Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community.
Okay.
Okay. And relation also, sir, you may stop participation at any time, and your individual answers are confidential, sir. Am I speaking with Donald Fair?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And first off, sir, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make it this quick as possible, sir, and we really appreciate your time. And also, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, or are chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your answer. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Biden, thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask you your race?
I'm black.
Thank you. It could be African-American or just black?
Black.
Black, thank you, sir. What is your age?
65.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or better dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you, sir. Following question, sir. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concern. Some people say they want the president and the Congress must focus on. For each, I wanted you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on, and use a 10 if it is the most important, and a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. You can use at any number between 0 and 10. And
okay.
This is the first question. Protecting Social Security and Medicare, not important at all. 10, okay. Thank you, sir. Fighting inflation and improving the economy?
8.
Thank you. Following question, legalizing marijuana?
6.
Thank you. Following question, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you, sir. Banning tobacco and products for adults.
Banning what?
Tobacco. El tobacco.
Oh, tobacco.
Yes, sir.
2.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable?
10.
Thank you. Addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine?
7.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? You can say strongly
approve.
Approves. Okay.
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unaffordable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, right? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a personal organization, please say so, sir. You can say no opinion, you don't know, or you can give us the 100 to 50 or 0%, right? This is the first one that comes in. It says, for Republicans in Congress.
The what?
Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress?
That's right. Republicans in Congress.
0.
Thank you. The tobacco industry.
The who?
The tobacco industry. The tobacco.
Tobacco industry.
Yes, sir.
Tobacco industry. 50.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
The American Medical Association, or AMA?
80.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
95.
Thank you. Now, I want you to read a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate of 0 to 10, how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on, and use a 10 if the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. It says, the first question, banning different tobacco products for adults.
Banning different what?
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
50.
Different tobacco products for adults.
Tropical products?
Right.
Spell it.
Banning different tobacco. TOBACCO products. Like product, any kind of products?
Eight.
Thank you. Educating the public about food, safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
Thank you. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke away from cigarettes.
7.
Regulating marijuana.
7.
Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverage.
2.
Thank you. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? You can say strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose, or you can refuse to answer the question, sir.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine, or to adults 21 and over?
8.
You can say strongly opposed or somewhat opposed.
Oh.
Yes, sir. If you support.
Somewhat.
Right.
Repeat the question one more time.
Yes, sir. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Opposed.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? You can say much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm.
Somewhat more benefit.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand of these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? You can say should be a top priority, other issues are more important right now, or you can refuse to answer the question, sir.
Other issues are more important.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which you agree more. Statement B, some people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives, and what the people choose is to do your own business, right, or their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government shouldn't limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Statement A, other people say the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making of billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose a great risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Which of the two statements do you agree more, sir?
Mm-hmm. And that's about tobacco?
Kind of about tobacco.
What was the first statement you read?
Yes, sir. Some people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives, right? And what the people choose is to do their own business.
That's the one I choose.
Okay. Much more B, or you can say somewhat more B?
Much more what?
Much more B, the statement B, the one that I just read you?
Right.
Okay.
Sir. Yeah, much more. Yeah.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco used by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who cannot or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products?
What was the first question? The first answer you had?
Yes, sir. Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, of imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive.
I don't agree with that.
And the second one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and...
That's the one I picked that one.
Thank you. Let me check the last one, sir. Now I would like to read some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each please tell me how concerned you're about that outcome, and are you very concerned, you can say, if you're very concerned about the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes? You can say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not all concerned at all.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Also, are you, let me check here. Well, lots of things, thousands of good paying jobs, including O'Neill Sign Farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly by the illegal regulated industry today. You can say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now, sir, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol. It failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't get prevented usage, right? Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drugs trade are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Thank you. Also, following question, America has a story of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some people, officers and legal officials, use tribal laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be impressionized by banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on a minority communities where we might never return from. You can say strongly agree, somewhat agree, or you cannot answer the question.
Strongly agree.
Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking in our current policies of education and harm education. And also revolution have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%. And decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warnings, labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health in campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Are you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And sometimes, sir, I'm going to read you, you know, this is the last question, right, that I may have. And it says, over the course of a survey, people changed their minds. Let me ask you again, sir, it is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
You can say,
okay, thank you, sir. Following question says, And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
Do I support a ban?
Yes, sir. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale for menthol cigarettes?
Oppose.
Oppose, okay. Regardless of where you stand of these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? You can say much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, or somewhat more harm, or much more harm.
Some of the banning of menthol?
That's right. These products for, let's see. Yeah, these kind of products, right, for the menthol.
Oppose.
Oppose, okay.
I mean, if they want, people want to smoke menthol, let them smoke it.
Thank you for your answer, sir. And next question, it says, and would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who vote for? You can say much more willing, somewhat more willing, much less willing, or somewhat less willing.
To support somebody that would support banning cigarettes?
That's right.
I'm neutral on that.
That's okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? You can say yes, no, or you can decline, or you can refuse. Have you used soda or pop?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you used smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
No.
Have you used liquor or spirits?
Liquor.
Thank you.
You said liquor?
Have you used, liquor.
Do you consider alcohol? Are you talking about alcohol?
That's right. Alcohol, we can say.
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have you used cigars? Have you smoked?
No.
Thank you. Or any electronic cigarette or evapor products?
No.
No, thank you. Have you drink or?
Come on, alcohol?
Yeah, alcohol. Or beer?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Have you used coffee?
No.
No, okay. Have you used wine?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you used oral nicotine?
No.
Thank you. Have you used pipe tobacco?
No.
Have you used heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Thank you. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for your answer. Switching gears a little bit, sir, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? You can say 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, or some college, or you can say college graduate or postgraduate.
Bachelor's.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or without?
The boss.
Thank you, sir. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Which of the following best describes you of think of your current economic situation? You can say wealthy, upper middle class, middle class, working class, low income, or you can refuse to answer the question, sir.
Middle class.
Thank you, sir. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Well, I used to be in the union when I was working, but I'm retired now.
Thank you, sir. And how would you describe the area where you live, sir? You can say urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural? Rural? No, not rural. Urban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of LGBTQ plus community, sir?
No.
Thank you. Okay, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today. I really appreciate, sir, your time for answering the survey rate, and thank you so much for this answer,
okay,
sir.
You have
we
a
will
good
take
evening,
consideration,
man.
Sir, your answers. Have a good
okay.
evening, sir.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.